Last time we were discussing the definition of pasakim, what defines the item as pas. In order to be prohibited, we didn't pasakim, it first has to be pas, and then after we define it as bread, so then the goy has to be the one who's involved in the process of making that bread, and that's what creates the issa. So we're talking about what defines the item as bread. We mentioned this in Machlokas Tudeis and Tosfos and Beitza. What's the din of nilish? What's the din if you have a blila ova that's nefa, a blila ova, a dough that's baked, but it's possible bekistin. It's not something that you make a hamotzi on even for a mashu, only if you kovei a sud on it. What's the din? So we quoted Rabbeinu Yechiel was of the opinion that it is bechlal pasakim. That's a big kula. That it's bechlal pasakim because as long as you're going to make a hamotzi on it at some point, even if you only kovei a sud on it, that has a din of pas. It's subject to the rule of pasakim, and therefore kol hashana kula for most of the year. Besides, I say some tshuva and shabbosim, yamim tovim. For most of the year, one would be able to be mekel, as we described the different circumstances where you could be mekel for pasakim if pas Yisrael is not motzi, etc. So that's a tremendous kula. Then we showed that the shach had a qualification to that. The Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rabbeinu Yechiel, but then the Shach wanted to say that the only time that we define the item as pas is if it's a blila ova, but if it's a blila raka, so then it wouldn't be defined as pas. If you make it with a batter, like our typical honey cake, sponge cakes, chocolate cake, so if it's made with a batter, it's not made with the dough. The Shach did not want to go so far as to say that that's bechlal pasakam. He felt that should be bechlal bishalakam, so then you'd need the coolest of bishalakam in order to be makel over here. That's a pretty big chumrah. It's a chumrah and a kula, right? It's a chumrah in the sense that kol hashana kula, you'd have to meet certain criteria in order to be able to be mekel. But aseres mechuva, it doesn't have the status of pasakim, so it wouldn't be an issue bechlal aseres mechuva or in Shabbos and Yom. So we pointed out that the Avnei Nezer or Chashulchan argue with the Shach, and they claim that even if it's a blila raka, that doesn't matter. Even if it's a blila raka, as long as it's pasva bekistin, if it's pas in kol tar kula, if it's pas in hilchas chala, let's say, and if it's pas in hilchas brachas, brichas hamotzi, so then it's pasva pasakam. And we suggested that maybe the reason why the Shach argued is because he held that even something that's defined as pas in other areas of halacha, but for pas akum, it might not be defined as a pas that is subject to the rules of pas akum, because the whole issue of pas akum is based on kiruv hadas. It's an issue misham chasnas. We're afraid of intermarriage. So kiruv hadas is a function of a pas chashuva. So if it doesn't have a chashivas of pas, so even if it's technically defined as bread, if it's not called a pas chashuva, so then it won't be subject to the rules of pas akum. And that might explain that something that is a blila raka, maybe it's not as chashuv, so even though al pidin is defined as pas for certain halachas, but it's not going to be defined, it's not bechlal pasakam. That's what we wanted to suggest. We said the Chalkas bin Yamin pointed out that lechora, that it would seem that the minig is against the shach. The minig is like, or he thinks ledina, he thinks we should go like the Avnei Nezer or Chashulchan, that something that's, even if it's a blila raka, it still can be defined as pas for the rule of pasakam. But we suggested that donuts that are deep fried, even if they're made with a blila ova, but since they're deep fried, they shouldn't have a din of pas. So they don't have a din of pas, so then they're not going to be subject to the rules of pasakam, but rather they'll be subject to the rules of bishalakam. So is there any kula? What is the kula for donuts? We talked a little bit. We haven't discussed Bishalakim yet, so you know I didn't mention any of the kulas, but some of the Talmidim were saying, well, is it Ola Shulchan Malachim? Meaning, is it Chashuv? Is it served at a king's table or at a dignitary's table? Is it served at a chasana? Served at a Chashuv a meal or not? What's the Shaila? So that Lechora is part of the Shaila. You know, if you're not going to have some other kula that we'll see, like if you don't have, if the Mashgiach is not going to light the fire in the oven. That's the classical kula. The Mashgiach lights the fire in the oven, so then it's called Bishul Yisrael. It's called Pas Yisrael. But let's say that's too difficult. You know, sometimes these establishments, they open very early in the morning. A bakery can open very early in the morning. Would you want the Mashgiach to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, 5 o'clock in the morning? Every single day, he has to light the fire in the oven. That's a big chumrah. It's a tremendous chum. I saw Rabbi Willig in the Beis Medrash today, so I figured I would ask him. So he looked at me, I asked him, I said, what do we do about donuts? Donuts are deep fried? So they're deep fried, what do we do about donuts in terms of Pasakim, Bishalakim? So he looked at me, he said, that's all al Shulchan Malachim? And that was his reaction. So I guess he thought that donuts are not served at a dignitary's banquet. So he probably felt that's the idea. The Mashgiach is there, he's Yotzev and Nichnas enough that we know that there are no non-kosher ingredients in the item. He can give a stamp of approval that it's kosher. The problem is, even if it is kosher, he said the problem of Bishlakam Pasakam might not relate to whether it's kosher. But as long as it's Shel Akum, maybe there's still an Issa. So we need other kulis. We have to make it into Bishul Yisrael, or Pas Yisrael. So, but it could be that since the whole Gzeira of Bishul Akum is because of Chasna, so if it's not Choshev enough, if it's not Ola Shulchan Malachim, if it's not so Choshev that the Malachim doesn't mean kings, but it means a Choshev a meal. It's not going to be served at a Choshev a meal. Maybe the whole problem of Bishul Akum doesn't even begin. So as long as everything is kosher, then it'll be okay. This could be the reason why we'll be Mekel. Mekel for the donuts, all different types of donuts. Okay. The idea of the Shach, this whole discussion, the Avinez and the Shach, so this brought up the question as to whether the Gzeira Pasakam is said for Pas that's not Choshev. Certainly the way that we explain the Shach is that Belila Raka is not subject to Pasakam because it's not Pas Choshev. Now the question is whether that's really true, right? Is that, right? We said the rejoinder of the Avinezer and the Aruch HaShulchan could be that maybe it doesn't have to be a Pas Choshev as long as it's defined as Pas for Chala and for Hamotzi, so maybe it's subject to the rules of Pasakam. The fact is we find this idea that Pas Choshev is necessary in order to be subject to the rules of Pasakam, and we find this Lekuleyam. Everyone's beholden, everyone subscribes to this idea. The question is, where does it apply? How broadly does it apply? But the principle in general that you need a Pas Choshev in order to be subject to the rules of Pasakam, we find this in Rishonim. What do I mean? The Rush, the Tshuvas HaRush, that's quoted by the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch, the Tshuvas HaRush limits the rule of Pasakam to pas that comes that's made from chameshes minei daga, the five types of grain. Aichita sa'ora, kusmin, shibola shuel, v'shifon. Wheat, barley, oats, spelt, and rye. So the Rush, quoted by the Tur, this is in the Tur Shulchan Aruch packet, on page Beis. The Torah quotes from the Rush that pas orez v'dochan, rice bread or millet bread or pas kitnis, bean, cornbread, not our cornbread. Our cornbread, I think, is like 75% wheat. But if you had a real cornbread that's really made from corn, right, like the Chalkas Binyamah says, pas tiras. Pas tiras means a real cornbread. A real cornbread is a pas kitnis. So the Rush says that's not subject to pasakam. Again, I don't think our cornbread is called pas kitnis because I think our cornbreads are mostly wheat. They have a little taste of corn in it. You know, I think a corn muffin might be a little bit more corn, but even that, I think, is mostly wheat. If I'm not mistaken, I could be wrong. But cornbread, for sure. Cornbread doesn't even taste like corn. I think it has like a little schmeck, a little taste of a little smell or whatever. Tam of corn, but I think it's mostly wheat. But pas kitnis, the Rosh says, is not shy to pasakam. Not bechlal pasakam that Chazal will go zeron. Yeah. Eino bechlal pas tam she'osu. Eino bechlal pas tam she'osu. The Torah adds, you know, that's all the Rush says. If you look at the Beis Yosef for a moment, he says, "Daki ein bo mishum pashal goyim shelo bechlal pastam shosu chachav mishum chasnas de'eno choshev." Then he says, "Afilu bevishulei goyim imeno ol al shulchan malachim mutne." So he says that the reason why it's not bechlal pasakam is because it's not bechlal pastam
The gamin al choshev lios ba mishum bishulei goyim. Yeah.
The rush is not the same as the tour. The lashon of the rush is it's not bechalal pastam she'ozer chacham mishum chasdas de'ein al choshev. Why is it not bechalal pastam? Because it's not choshev. Because it's not choshev. Objectively, it's not choshev. That's not what the Torah says. The Torah says, "Eino b'chal pastam sha'asu, v'gam eino choshev lios bo mishum b'shul egoy." The Torah is saying that the reason why pas kitnis and oriz v'dochen are not b'chal pasagas is because it's not pas, it's not lechem, period. You don't need chashivas. The Rosh says it's not b'chal pastam, the eino choshev, because it's not choshev. That's why it's not b'chal the pas sha'asu chacham. Interesting. Right? From the Torah, so there's a nuance of difference, even though the Torah is quoting the Rosh, he's quoting his father. But yet, he's not saying it quite the same way that his father, the Rosh, says it. The Torah seems to be saying that, first of all, pas kitnios and oriz v'dochen are not bechlal pas stam sha'asu, period. Then he says, if it's not choshev, then also it's not bechlal bishul akam either. And this is the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch really parrots the Torah, not the Rosh. Is on page Beis in the Shulchan Aruch, the first halacha in Siman Kuf Yud Beis, Sif Aleph. Asur chachamim lechol pashal amimim ovde chachamim mishem chasnas, v'lo asur lepashal chameshes min yadoga, avo pashal kitnish v'lo oriz v'dochen, eino bechlal pastam sha'asur. Period. He stops right there. Nothing to do with chashivas. Doesn't say anything. It's the Ramah, v'gam eino asur mishem bishulei ovde chachamim imeino olal shulchan malachim. The Rosh, the Ramah adds this idea that also, if it's not Olah Shalom, it's not Choshev, then it's not Bechlal B'Shalakim. But that's not the issue of Pasakim. The issue of Pasakim is it's Stam, it's not Bechlal, the Pasha Asur. Comes the Taz, and he machtavek with this chiluk. He says, Ela Pasha Chameshes, Chulei, Shezel Dover Choshev, who maybe lead a Kir of Das. Right? He makes a kugel. Right? The Taz interprets the Shulchan Aruch, and Batsim, he's interpreting the Torah, he interprets the Shulchan Aruch based on the Rush. He says, look, the marker of the Torah is the Rush. The Rush says, the reason why it's not Bechlal Pas, it's not that it's not Bechlal Pas, it's not Bechlal Pas Choshev. So he adds this idea of Pas Choshev. It's not maybe Lidei Kir of Das. That's why it's not Bechlal Pas Akum. This is how the Taz interprets the Shulchan Aruch. Even though Bemis, the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch don't seem to be saying that. But the Taz understands that the reason why Pas Kitnis is not Bechlal Pas Akum is because it's not a Dever Choshev. So you see, at least from the Taz's understanding, which really seems to be what the Rush is saying, you see this idea that the only Pasakim that's going to be awesome, Misham Chastas, is a Pas Choshev. It's a Pas Choshev. Right? So even though from the Avinezer and the Aruch HaShulchan, you get the impression that, well, if it's a Blila Raka, as long as it's Pas, as long as it's Lecha vis-a-vis Chalem, vis-a-vis Hamotzi, it's Bechlal Pasakim, but it's not Pas Choshev. No, they hold this is Choshev enough to be called Pas Choshev. That is choshev enough to be called pas choshev. It's not pas kitnis. Pas kitnis is garua. That's a deficient type of bread. As long as it's not deficient, as long as it's made from chameshes min yadog, and the fact that it's made with a blila raka, it's made with the batter and not with the dough, that's not a reason to say that it's not pas choshev. It's not that to say you don't need chashivas. Of course you need chashivas. If not, then why is pas kitnis not bechlam? What, are they learning like the stoma, the milsa of the Shulchan Aruch and the tour? That no, the reason why pas kitnis is not bechal pasakim is because it's not choshev, right? Or are they saying no, it's because it's not pas at all? What, they're learning it's not pas at all? Not so clear that they're learning that way. Maybe they just hold that pas kitnis objectively is much less choshev than pas or chamesh and yadavin, and that's why it's not bechal pasakim. But blila raka, why is it less choshev? Why is it less? As long as it has a din of pas vis-a-vis challah and vis-a-vis hamotzi, if it's olal shulchan malachim, maybe it's choshev enough, and it should be bechal pasak. If it's olal shulchan malachim, oh, that's the other issue that the poskim talk about in terms of pas choshev. First of all, pas kitnis is not bechal pasakim. Why is it? Because it's not pas choshev, or because it's not bechal pas? But the corollary of this is, does the principle of Eino Olal Shulchan Malachim apply to Pasakim? Right? We haven't even read the Gemara of this principle, but there's no way to avoid it. It's a very important principle. Shlomo Volodarsky mentioned this principle last week. He jumped the gun, so there's nothing I can do. Right? We know one of the rules the Gemara of Avodah Zarah says, one of the big coolest in Bishul Akam, is if it's Eino Ola al Shulchan Malachim, if it's not choshev enough that it could be served at a state dinner, at a chasana, at a choshev meal, so then it's not choshev enough for the rule of Bishul Akam to apply. It's not, we're not afraid of chasnas if the item is not a davar choshev. So the question is, does that apply to Pas Akam too? That apply to Pas Akam? Let's say you have Pas, that's not Ola al Shulchan Malachim. So that could that still be subject to the rules of Pas Akam or not? That certainly relates to this issue as to whether Chazal were only goes of Pas Akam on Pas Choshev. This is the crux of the issue. So this is a major machlokas in the Achron. Right? Does this rule of Ein Ol Al Shulchan Malachim, which is a big cool in Bishul Akam, does it apply to Pas Akam? Or do we say, no, Pas Akam has a Chumrim? Once we define it as Pas Akam, so when the Gzeira is Shaykh, right, during Aseres Yimei Tshuva or on Shabbos and Yom Tov, or for those who were Makabel more, like the Shach wants to be Machmer, that if Pas Yisrael is Matzoi, so then there is a Gzeret Pas Akam. So would we say that if it's Eino Ola al Shulchan Malachim, there's a Kula? Or do we say, no, even if it's Eino Ola al Shulchan Malachim, once the Gzeret applies, then that's it. Then it's more Chomer than Bishul Akam even. Then there's an Isser Pas Akam. So the Prima Godim is a big Machmer. Prima Godim is a big machmer in this shayla. I think I have this in the packet. This is in packet 2. The Prima Godim in the Mishpatot Zohar. Oh, and page 9, all the way at the end. He says, the heavy Odeya. The last one on is Dagan. The heavy Yodeh, the Chameshes min Dagan, Ushar, Minim, Yesh Lechol Echad, Kula V'Chumra. There's a Kula and a Chumra, both in Chameshes min Dagan and in Shar Minim, in Kippur. Chameshes min Dagan, Chumra, Afilu Pasha, Ein Ola Ashulcha Malachim, Kamo Im Subin, Umursan, V'Chadome. What does that mean? You have some of the impurities, right? Some of the chaff is still there. What do we call that? Whole wheat, right? They serve whole wheat bread at a now whole wheat bread became like a delicacy. So like, you know, they have like a whole wheat roll or something. Right? People like the whole wheat. You know? So say vanafuchu. Everything is turned upside down in the current world. You know, society. I don't know. Everything is just mixed up. But I think at a certain point, you know, people, you start, definitely in the 70s, no one wanted to eat whole wheat bread. You know, you come to a chasana, you're going to have the whitest bread in the world, right? So comes the Prima Godim and says, well, there's a chumra by Pas Akam, even if it's Eino Ola al Shulchan Malachim, that doesn't matter. Because Pas is Pas. Afilu Achi have a Bechla Gzer is Pas. But there's a Kula, the Lopashta Gzer Bechel Makamos, Uba Palter Itiru Gamke. Oh, there's a Kula in Pas Akam that the Gzera was not in his Pasha B'chol HaMakomos, so it doesn't apply in all circumstances. You have to just fit it in when it doesn't apply. Some say if Pas Yisrael is not Matzoi, some say even if Pas Yisrael is Matzoi. So there are coolest in Pas Akam, but there are certain times that the Gzera Pas Akam does apply. Either if Pas Yisrael is Matzoi or Aseres Mechuvah and Shabbos and Yadav. So where the Gzera Pas Akam applies comes to Prima Godim and says there's a Chumra that even if it's Eino Ola al Shulchan Malachim, the Gzera will still apply. That's about Chameshes Min Adaga. But Ve'ilu Shar Minim, by Shar Minim there's a Kula. Shar Minim are only subject to the rule of Bishul Akam, not Pas Akam. So for them there's a Kula, the Eino Ola al Shulchan Malachim, Mutter, Af Pasha Balabayis. Right, a big kula, since it's not subject to Pas Akam, only to Bishul Akam, so if it's Eino Ola Shulchan Malachim Avada, we're going to be Mekam. But V'chumraim Ola Shulchan Malachim, Asum Mishum Bishulei Akam, U'pashnak Zer D'Shlokas V'chal Makos, but if it's Ola Shulchan Malachim, then there's no kula around, because there's no kula Pas Akam there, because Pas Kitna is only subject to Bishul Akam. What does the Prima Godim say? That Eino Ola Shulchan Malachim is not a principle that can give us a kula for Pas Akam, only by Bishul Akam. He's a big machmer. He's a big machmer in this... In this shayla, the Chelkas Ben Yamin is medayik from the Tur that the Tur also agrees to the Prima Godim. But Eino Ola al Shulchan Malachim is not a kula that applies to Pas Akam. How so? What's the lashon of the Tur? What does he say? The Torah that we just read. What does the Torah say? Let's read the Torah and be medayik. Torah says that pas kitnis is eno bechlal pas tam sha'asim. V'gam eno choshev lios bo mishum bishul egoyim. First of all, it's not bechlal pasakam, and it's also not choshev to be included in bishul goyim. Why is it not choshev? It's eno alal shulchan lochem and stuff, right? Now note, this is not what the Rosh says. But look carefully at the lashon of the Rosh. The Rosh says, it's eino bechlal pastam, eino chashuv, va'afilum bevishule goyim im eino ola al shulcha malachim mutter. What's the key word? I killed it. Right, what's the key word? Im. He doesn't say that it's not bechlal bishalakim, always. So just one second. Why is it not chashuv for pasakim? Well, the reason why it's not chashuv for pasakim according to the Rosh sounds like, well, because it's not chameshis mina dagan. So if it's not chameshis mina dagan, automatically it's not chashuv. If it's not Ola Shulchan Malachim as well, then it's also not Bechlal Bishalakim. Check the Chelkas Bin Yamin. If Eino Ola Shulchan Malachim is a criterion that applies, that's a leniency even by Pasakim, so why didn't you say Poshim? Because Pas Kidnis is not Bechlal Pasakim or Bishalakim because it's not Ola Shulchan Malachim, period. What does he need to say something special about Pas Kidnis? What does he need that for? What does he need that for? What does he need that for? The Rama also, the Lashon of the Rama is like the Rosh. What does he say? What does the Rama say? So many packets of it. It's hard to keep everything straight. Take it slow. On the Mechaber of a Pashal Kidnes Shalores V'dochen El B'chal Pastam Shosu. He also has the im. So it sounds like Ola Shulchan Malachim is not the reason why Pas Kitnis is not Bechlal Pas Tam. Right? If it's Eino Ola Shulchan Malachim, so then it's Pashit. No, im Eino Ola Shulchan Malachim. Im Eino Ola Shulchan Malachim. But the Torah doesn't say that. The Torah says, "Eino bechlal pastam she'asu, v'gam eino choshev lios b'mishum b'shul egoyim." Zok dechalkas binyamin. It sounds from the Torah that he holds that the rule of eino olah shulchan malachim is not going to be a dispensation in pasakim. That even if it's eino olah shulchan malachim, it still could be aser as long as it's defined as pas. As long as it's defined as pas, and that's why the Torah splits. He doesn't say im. He doesn't say im. Because he's assuming that avada it's eino olah shulchan malachim. Pas kidnis? No way, no how. It's not olah shulchan malachim. But he needed a special reason to explain why pas kidnis shouldn't be bechlal pasakim. Because it's not bechlal pastam. Eino olah shulchan malachim is not going to be enough. Hey, clearly it's not enough. Because if it's enough, then he should have just said it. Should have just said the magic words. So according to the Chalkas Binyamin, the Torah would say that let's say you have a bread that's Eino Ola Shulchan Malachim, but let's say it's not Pas Kidnis. You have Pas from Chameshis Minei Dagan, but it's not Ola Shulchan Malachim. So then according to the Torah, it should be subject to Pas Hakam, because the Kula of Eino Ola Shulchan Malachim doesn't apply to Pas Hakam. Pas Kidnis is something special. That's a unique type of bread that's not included within Pasakim, but if you have Pasach HaMesh Min HaDavan, even if it's Eino Ola Shulchan Malachim, the Prima Gadim would be right. The Torah would feel. The Torah came before the Prima Gadim. The Torah is with the Prima Gadim. He's in his camp. He assumes that Eino Ola Shulchan Malachim is not a leniency by Pasakim. But the Chelkas Ben Yamin adds that the Avnei Nezer in Yerideya Simon Sadi Beis O Zion is Medayik from Rabbeinu Yerucham, that the Shach quotes that even by Pasakam the Kula of Eino Ola Shulchan Malachim applies. Here's the Shach. It's in cotton hay. Okay, Kosav Rabbeinu Yerucham in the first wide line. The Pas Kitnis Ein Bo Mishum Bishulei Ob DeKochavim V'lo mishum pasov dekochavim, de'enu ola shulchan malachim. Ken kosu ha-mefarshim, ad kan l'shono. Rabbeinu Yerucham is quoted in the Berak HaBayis, but it's an incomplete job. The Beis Yosef doesn't quote the whole thing. The Shach, I mean, it's, I didn't see it inside, but the Shach is quoting from his Lashon. What's the Rabbeinu Yerucham's Lashon? Pas kitnis ein bo mishum bishul erav kachavim, velo mishum pas erav kachavim. He puts them both together. The eino ola al shulchan malachim. He puts both of them together. He gives you the time of both. So clearly he's assuming that eino ola al shulchan malachim is a leniency even by Pasakim. Even by Pasakim. Against the Prima Gadim. Against the Prima Gadim. So we have a major machlokes achronim. The Matayonis son on the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch also says that by Pasakim there's room to be mechalek between Ola Shulchan Malachim and Eina Ola Shulchan Malachim. So there's a major machlokes in the achronim. The Prima Gadim says that Eina Ola Shulchan Malachim is not a kula by Pasakim. The Shach quotes Rabbi Yerucham and the Matayonisan seem to say the same thing, that Ola Shulchan Malachim might be a kula even by Pasakim as well. What's this nafkamina for the mice? The nafkamina is for cereals. Now we're talking about a lot of different, you know, common foods. We're discussing, are they included within Pasakim or not? Cakes and cookies and donuts and other things. So how about cereals? Cereals. Cheerios. Now let's say I have Cheerios. Are you allowed to eat Cheerios during Aseret Metzuvah? Is there a problem of Bishul Akam, Kol Hashana Kula, and Cheerios? Like, what's the Shaila with Cheerios? So, there's a somewhat of a discussion in the postgame as to whether cereals are subject to the rule of Pasa Baba Kisnin. And not all cereals, but like if you have like a hard, like a square type of cereal, I love them, like those things. Quaker oats type of, you know what I'm talking about?
Oatmeal squares.
What? I'm sorry?
Oatmeal squares?
Oatmeal squares or something. Right? Okay. I'm not familiar with the cereal. Okay. So, in other words, if you have something that's like, that has a mamoshes to it, so that might have a tzuras hapas. Might have a tzuras hapas. So, some poskim want to say that maybe if you're kover suda on that, you know, if you eat like three or four bowls of that stuff, so maybe you make omelets in it. Most poskim disagree. Most poskim say cereals are cereals. You know, it might depend on how do you define pasul b'kisnin. We've spoken about this a lot. You know, do you wash on a slice of pizza or on a morsel of pizza because you define it as pas since it's not a snack food but rather it's a meal food? Or do you say no that it's a filled dough? So if it's filled dough, by definition of the Shulchan Aruch, it's pasul b'kisnin. So only if you're kaveh asud on it are you going to make a hamotzi. For someone to say that cereals are cereals, and that's not a meal food. Okay, it's a breakfast food. Breakfast is not a meal. Breakfast is just sort of to tide you over. It's not a big meal. That's what many posts can assume, that you're not gonna make a hamotzi on it, even if you're kovei suda. So that's one issue. You have to figure out, are you gonna make a hamotzi on it if you're kovei suda? If not, it's not called pas bichlal. You first have to define it as pas in order to say that it's subject to the rules of pasakim. But even if it is subject to the rules of Pasakim, then you have to ask yourself another question. Is it Ola Shulchan Malachim or not? If most would say that cereals are not Ola Shulchan Malachim, I mean, I don't know. You got to ask whether the kings or the, you know, the senators, the dignitaries, they eat Cheerios in the morning. They might eat Cheerios in their private chambers, you know, if you're, I don't know, they sneak a bowl of Cheerios before the Hamonam come to see them. But you don't serve Cheerios at a state dinner. I don't think so. You know, I'm sure there's... You'll see in a couple of years, in Beshita, they're going to serve Cheerios at the state dinner just to show you that there's no chashivas in the world at all. But until then, I really don't think they serve Cheerios at the state dinner. So if you hold that the kul of Eina Ola Shulchan Malachim applies to Pasakim, so even if it is defined as Pas, even if it is Pas over Kisnin, then you'd be Kaveh Asur in it. There's another reason to be Megil for it in terms of Pasakim. And by the same token, since it's not Ola Shulchan Malachim, then even those who say that it's not subject to the rules of Pasakim, it won't be subject to Bishul Akam either. So Faker, it's better to say that it's not Bichlal Pasakim, because then there's a lot to be mekel for. Kol Lashon HaKula, we can treat it as Bishul Akam. And because it's not Ola Shulchan Malachim, the rule of Bishul Akam won't apply, it can be mekel. I, Aseres Yimei Tshuva, no, if it's Bichlal Bishul Akam, Aseres Yimei Tshuva, there's no problem at all. Right, because it's not Pasakim. It's not Pasakim anyway. If we will define it as Pas, we'll define it as Pas. So then, if you make a hamotzi on it, if you kovei a suda, so maybe it will be bechalal Pasakim. So then you'll have to ask yourself the question if the kula v'ena olah shalcha malachim applies to pasakim or not. So according to Rabbeinu Yerucham, according to the Avinezes, Rabbeinu Yerucham, that ena ola, I'm sorry, according to the Prima Gadim, that ena ola shalcha malachim is not a kula in pasakim. If you put a couple of things together, then there might be room to be machmir. But mestama, there's a lot of room to be makom. It's not so clear that bechlal pasul bekistan anyway, even if you're kaveh asud on it. Most cereals are not going to be bechlal pasul bekistan anyway, because if it's not like a solid cereal, it's just a flake or something, so that's not pasul bekistan. And even Cheerios, just Cheerios has a tzuras hapas, it looks like a bagel. Yeah, okay, but I don't think so. Right? It looks like a bagel, but like, come on, is someone going to think that's bread? It really has a tzuras hapas? Maybe, I think so.
I don't want to watch some cereal. I don't.
Yeah, I think most poskim, I think most poskim would say that that's a joke. Like, I don't know. No, meaning if it's a small piece, but it looks like it's like, you know, matzah crackers, right? So matzah crackers look like matzah. The crackers, but they look like matzah. So if you have a solid cereal, so the solid cereal really looks like a small bread. But I don't know if Cheerios is. Stomach is room to be mako for Cheerios. To assume that either it's not pas bechlal, right? And even if it is bechlal pas, it's not olah shulchan malachim anyway, so the rule of pasakim wouldn't apply. If that's the case, then you can be mako, even aseres mechshuva, to eat Cheerios. Even though it's, it is shalakim, but even though it's shalakim, but if it's ain't olah shulchan malachim, so then maybe there's room to be mekel even during aseres mechshuva. Yes.
How do we judge something like if it's even like a nice mac and cheese, like that could be on the shulchan malachim? Like obviously wacky mac wouldn't, but it's the same.
No,
thing.
No, but mac and cheese doesn't have a tzuras hapas. There's no Torah lechem.
In general. For like, let's say, fine, more official.
And it first has to be to get a hamotzi. It has to have a tzuras hapas, and it has to be bread, right? It has to be, it either has to have a blila ava, or it has to have an afia, right? If it's just a blila raka, and it's cooked, so then that's not called pas anyway. So it has to be pas, and then it has to have a tsura sapas as well. Then we can start to talk about whether it's possible to kiss them. But if it doesn't have any of those criteria, if you're missing one of those criteria, then it's not b'chal possible to kiss them, so it's not shy to this whole discussion. So the classical example, I think Tosin Brachas talks about, pasta, spaghetti, macaroni, things like that. Virmshaish, I think these are, that's what it's called, whatever. So that's not going to get a hamotzi, even if you're kaveh asud on that, because it's not pas. So even though it is a blila ova, I think they make it as sheets of dough. They cut the sheets of dough, and then they cook it, right? So according to Rabbeinu Tam, if it has a blila ova, so maybe it could be machmer. It should be machmer that, but I don't think so because it doesn't have a source of pas. There's no problem. Yeah, follow up.
I was just saying in general for bishlak, even for bishlak, I'm just like about the concept of putting on the shulchan of malachim. Like if like you can make the differentiation, is it like look at the food in general? Like
we have to talk about that. You look, you know, the classical shaila that they raise is potato chips. Are potato chips olah shulchan malachim? I don't know if I should say that. But now you go to a chasana and they serve you the main. You know, they serve you grill. Grill or something else? I don't remember. Grill or cutlet, right? Grill or cutlet, right? See, it's choices, right? Then you have the grill. You have the grilled chicken. You have your potato. What is it? The mashed potatoes, right? And then there's the potato chip in the middle of the mashed potatoes, right? You've seen that? The potato chip. So this idea that potato chips are not served at a state dinner or at a wedding, I don't know if that applies anymore. But it used to be, for many years, potato chips was the classical example. Right? Is there a problem with bishul akam on potato chips? Potato chips themselves might not be served at state dinners, but potatoes? Potatoes, so many different forms of potatoes. You can have, you know, fancy potatoes that are served at chasanas. So that's the shot. We're going to get to that. Is it a function of the min, or is it a function of the specific michael that you have in front of you? There's so much ahead of us. Yeah.
There's no distinction between something which is served, like that potato chip is served like as a garnish. Like it's not part of the, it's not, I mean, you'll eat it, but like it's not, I'll eat it at least. But it's not part of the, food that they're serving you. It's just like a garnish to make it look fancy.
I think it would have to be something that they're eating.
saying, well, once you're eating, it's like one chip. Saying it's not like one of the dishes.
Right. You're saying it's not right. I see what you're saying. Right, right. So you're saying it's not really the food. You happen to eat it because it's edible.
Yeah.
Right. I'm saying if they would put like a stick in there or something, you'd put the stick on the side. But if it's edible, you think, why not?
Is it an edible stick?
What?
Is it an edible stick?
No, I'm saying if they put a non-edible stick, then you probably wouldn't eat it. I imagine you wouldn't eat that, right? So here it happens to be edible anyway, and you haven't had a potato chip in a long time.
How long until the first dance?
It depends if you're hungry after the first dance or not. Okay. It's okay. We'll talk about potato chips. Okay, this concludes our discussion of how to define pas vis-a-vis the gzera of Pasach. Okay, we had a lot of lemaisa issues that we discussed, cakes and cookies and cereals and lots of different things. Okay, let's move on to the question of how do we define shel akum, right? In order to be bechlal pas akum, it has to be pas and it has to be shel akum as well. So how do we define shel akum? So there's a major shaila that a lot of the Rishonim ask. We know that the Mishnah in Avodah Zarah and Daf Lamed Hei Amud Beis mentioned two items that Chazal goes around, pas and shlokos. What we call pas akum and bishel akum. Shlokos is just another term for bishel akum. So many of the Rishonim ask, why did the Mishnah divide these two into different categories? The pas and shlokos is really hainohach, food that's prepared by a non-Jew. Why does the Mishnah mention them as two different gzeres? So there are different answers that the Rishonim give. The Ran has an incredible chiddush over here. Incredible chiddush. Let's see the Beis Yosef. You could look at the Ran inside. You can see, according to the Beis Yosef, it's just easier for us. I ask you to see the Beis Yosef. Page Aleph. Page Aleph in the Beis Yosef. So the Torah says, Pashal goyim yesh dvarim sha'osim ha'chan malavi she'em lem ikim in ha'torah kamo pashal goyim afilu afo'o yisro. Pas shel goyim afilu afo Yisrael. You have bread that belongs to the guy. The dough belongs to the guy, but afo Yisrael. Afo Yisrael, the Yisrael was involved, the Jew was involved in the baking process. So that, according to the Torah, is prohibited. Zok the Beis Yosef. Pas shel goyim da asa poshet b'mishnah perak ein ma'midin. U'midivir rabbeinu nirish usov v'kedas haran. The first comment of the Torah, opening day. First comment of the Torah, says the Beis Yosef, it sounds like he's going like the Ran. And the Beis Yosef quotes this Ran. This is a very hard way to start Pasachim. But how long Beis Yosef, quoting from the Ran, is a very complicated idea. You know, but for us, it's not so complicated because we've spoken about Pasachim so much that we can jump into this. But like, for this to be the first thing you see in Pasachim is very difficult. But okay, this is what the Torah said. So the Beis Yosef follows the Torah. What is this Ran? So the Ran writes like this: Shekosav li nira shapashal goyim afilu nisbashal al yedei Yisrael kevin shagoy losho va'archo umin hagoy hulokho aser mishum chastas. The Ran has a chiddush. He says, look, he says, pas akum. If the pas belongs to the goy, if the non-Jew owns the dough, and he made the dough, right? It's in his establishment. The Jew is doing something to bake the dough, but the dough belongs to the goy, and the goy prepared the dough even. So he says there's no way to be mekel on that. That's pas akum. There's nothing to do. Even if it's nizvashal al yedei Yisrael, there's nothing to say. V'chiyamina b'gemara, the pas shal shmelachos yesh bo. The Gemara says that there are three melachos that can be matir pas. Where does the Gemara say this? This is a Gemara daf lamed ches amid beis. Amar Ravina, Hilchas the harifta the shogar ovek achavim va'afa Yisrael, inami shogar Yisrael va'afa ovek achavim, inami shogar ovek achavim va'afa ovek achavim va'asi Yisrael v'chataba chituye shapida. There are three options, Ravina says, to be matter the pas akum. Either shogar Yisrael tanur, that means hidlik asatana, the Yisrael lit the oven, he lit the fire in the oven, or afa Yisrael, the Yisrael was the one who put the pas into the oven. Or he was mechat the bigachalim. He stoked the coals. So there's a Yad Yisroel b'am. So the Yisroel is involved in the afia process. So that's a way to be matir the bread. That's what the Gemara says. So Frechter Ran, I just told you that pas akum is always us, or even if the Yisroel was the one that baked it. So what's the Gemara talking about? What's the case that the Gemara is talking about? V'chiamina begemara the pashal shemlochas yeshbo the afi yisrael shari hani mili v'pashalanu shari ein bo iser elam yishum bishule goyim v'iser bishulo shel pas yitiros hacham v'achas mishalosh melachas shtei nasis al yidei yisrael al pashal ahem afilu nefes al yidei yisrael asura. Says the Ran, what's the Gemara talking about? The Gemara's not talking about Pasach. What's talking about if it's Pas Yisrael, the Yisrael owns the dough, but the Goy is the one who's making the dough, Gevalt. It's Pas Shalonu, we have this dough. We own the ingredients. The Yisrael owns it. It's a Jewish bakery. A Jewish bakery, but the Goy is the one who's making the challah, making the dough. The Goy is making the dough, it's still Pasakim. It's not Pasakim, it's Bishalakim, says the Ran. Right? There's an Isra of Bishalakim and Pasakim. If the Goy is the one who's Mavashal, the Goy is the one who's Ofer, he's making the Pas, so how can we be Mata this Pas, says the Ran? Says, that's what the Gemara says, with one of the three Malachas, that the Yisrael lights the oven, or he puts the bread into the oven, or he's Mechata B'Gacholim, then the Yisrael can be Mata that Pas. Wow, what a chum. So the Ran is machmir, if you have pas akum, right? If the guy owns the dough, there ain't no way that you can solve that problem. That's pas akum, and even if the Jew is involved in the baking process, it's not going to help. When does the involvement of the Jew in the baking process help? That's if it's pas Yisrael. It's pas Yisrael. So there could still be a problem of bishul akum in pas Yisrael, right? I mean, obviously, it's not going to be pas Yisrael then. It'll be bishul akum. So it's not enough for the Jew to own the bread. He has to be involved in the baking process in order to make it bishul Yisrael, in order to make it pas Yisrael. This is the chumrah of the Ran. Comments the Ran, concludes the Ran. He says, "Mishmahachi palginu tavel lepasu shlokos betarti." That's why the Mishnah divides pas and shlokos into two gzeros, because pas and bishul akum are not the same. Pas and bishul, pas really is aser. Pas akum is aser midin bishul akum, says the Ran. But pas akum is more chomer than bishul akum. Pas akum, bishul akum, if the pas and the tavshil are owned by the Jew, so then there's the simple solution in both cases that as long as the Jew is involved in the process of the bishul, involved in the process of the afia, so that can be mat. But pas akum has an extra chomer on top of it. That if the pas is owned by the guy, there ain't no way to solve the problem of pas akum. The involvement of the Jew is not going to help you. Once it's owned by the guy, forget about it. It's over. Says the Ran. That's why the Mishnah mentions them in two different lines, two different words. Because pas akum is bishul akum plus, basically. Right? We keep on thinking pas akum is more kal. Bishul akum, they're coolers. But, you know, they're not such simple coolers. Really, there's an issur bishul akum, but there are coolers attached. Pas akum, no, there are places where the gzeir was never in the spash. It's much more calm. Comes the Ran, and Imamish turns everything on its head. The first base Yosef in pas akum. If you read this, you think, wow, pas akum must be really chomer. Yeah, but then if you read a little bit more, you realize it's so calm. There's so many coolers. This chomer of the Ran is a big chomer. Didn't make it to the Shulchan Aruch, but there's a big chomer of the Ran. Why does the Ran say this? He's trying to answer this shaila. Why are pas and shlokos mentioned separately in the Mishnah? So he said because pas akum really is bishul akum plus, right? It has it's subject to the rules of bishul akum. If you have the involvement of the Yisrael, so then there'll be room for kula maybe. But it's subject to the rules of bishul akum, but only if the pas itself is owned by Yisrael. If it's owned by a guy, it's not going to help you. The involvement of the Yisrael is not going to help you to be mad at their pas. He says, and that's why these two items, pas and shlokos, are mentioned separately because they're actually different. This is the shita of the Ran. The Rambam disagrees. Beis Yosef makes reference to the fact that Avol Ra'isi la Rambam shekosva lahi the sholosh melachos bepas stam the perik yizayim meilchas machlos yosuros v'ochili ben pas shalom elu shalohem. The Beis Yosef points out that the Rambam in Hilchos Machlos Yosuros mentions the three ways to be mekel, the three options Ravina had. He doesn't discuss any distinction between pas shel Yisrael, pas shel goy, who owns the pas. Just has all three. This is in Machlos Yosuros Perek Yitzayin Alocha Yudgimel. He says hidlek ha'akam es hatanur va'afa bo Yisrael, o shidlek Yisrael va'afa akam, o shidlek akam va'afa akam bo Yisrael v'nira ha'esh ma'at. The three options. So he says then kol ha'pas shebo. Mutter, Shaina Dover Elalios, Hekash, Shapashalan Asura. he says that these three items are matir pasakam. Three ways that the Yisrael is involved in the process, that's matir pasakam. He doesn't say that if the pas belongs to the akam, forget about it, you can't be matir with these three methods. So you get the clear impression that the Rambam would say that you can be maker with these three methods, even by pas that's owned by the guy. As long as the Yisrael is involved in the process, the creation of the pas, the afiyah of the pas, so that calls it pas Yisrael. It's not called pas shel akam in that case. Even though the dough, the ingredients, technically are owned by the guy, it doesn't matter. It's the Maisi Yisrael that defines it as pas Yisrael, and it's not pas akam. How do we paskin? So Baruch Hashem, we paskin like the Ram. Basically, we would paskin like the Ram, we wouldn't be able to get started here. It would be very difficult. I shouldn't say Baruch Hashem. The reality is that the Beis Yosef is Docha the Ran. Beis Yosef is Docha the Ran, and the Shulchan Aruch, he is so same like the Rambam, he doesn't mention the Ran at all. Where's the Shulchan Aruch? This is in Siftes. Siftes. Big Kula. The Big Kula. And this is what we would expect. But the Ran is, you know, the Ran certainly has a right to his opinion. He quotes the Rambam. He basically just quotes the Rambam. Hidla kovei kachavim, atana v'afa v'yisrael, oshe hidla k'yisrael v'afa v'kachavim, oshe hidla kovei kachavim v'afa v'kachavim, uba yisrael v'nir ha'esh, ma'at, ha'rezimud. One of the three options. Right? Either the Yisrael is madlak as atana, or he's ofes apas, or he's mena'er ha'esh, he's mechate b'gechavim. Well, this is very, very important. I mean, let's say you have a non-Jewish bakery. Non-Jewish bakery. So, what do you do to be matter that pass? According to the Rambam, forget about it. You can't put a hashgach on such a bakery, because as long as the bakery is owned by the non-Jew, that's pas akum, and even if the Yisrael is involved, it's not going to help you. Even if the mashgiach comes early in the morning and turns on the fire, or he stokes the coals, or whatever, it's not going to help you. According to the Rambam, there might be room for kula here. Right? If the mashgiach turns on the fire every morning, or he does something, I don't know, you know, we'll see, there are different options, like a glow plug or something, he has something that he can add to the fire in the oven, or maybe he can put in the dough into the oven, whatever, the Yisrael can be involved in the process, so then perhaps there might be room for kula. Yes?
Yeah, according to the Rana wouldn't work, because then it would also be Bisha'akum.
No, if the Yisrael is involved in the process of cooking, of baking, so then it's not going to be bishalaka. The chiddush of the Ran is even if we can get rid of the bishalaka problem with the involvement of the Yisrael, once the stamp of pasakam is put on this pas, once the pas is owned by the guy, it's pasakam, and there's no way to solve the problem.
Do we see a lot of like kulos by pasakam?
Right. So the Ran says that's only talking about a case where it's a Jewish bakery. It's a Jewish bakery, but there are non-Jewish workers making the pas. That's the flip side of the case.
But right. The clothes wouldn't even apply by this.
That's the Ran. Wow. That's what I'm saying. The chumrah of the Ran is that by a non-Jewish palter. I'm talking about a palter, right? Forget about balabai. A palter. We said palter akum. Let's say Pas Yisrael is not matzli, but you have a non-Jewish bakery there, right? The community hasn't been developed. They don't have three shuls yet, so they don't have a Jewish bakery. They still have the non-Jewish bakery, but mitzvah shem soon, right? So they have the non-Jewish bakery. Is there any way that we can be mekel over here? So according to the Rambam, forget about it. You can't even get started. You can't get started. According to the Rambam, though, you can get started. It doesn't matter that the bakery is owned by a non-Jew. As long as you know for sure that the ingredients are all kosher, which is not so posh. You have to really be careful. There are a lot of horror stories with bakeries. You know, they can slap the dough with lots of different things at 4:30 in the morning. Not so simple. Really not so simple. But as long as we're sure that all of the ingredients are kosher, the only question is pasakum. So according to the Rambam, even if the bakery is owned by a non-Jew, as long as the Yisrael is involved in the process, there might be room for kula. The one question that remains is, according to the Rambam, how do we understand the Mishnah? Why did the Mishnah divide pas and shlokos into two? See, according to the Rambam, it's great, because the Rambam holds that pasakum is bishlokum plus. Pasakum is more chamer in a certain way than bishlokum. But according to the Rambam, if the kulas of bishul akum apply to pas akum equally, it sounds like pas akum is not bishul akum plus. So then, why taka does the Mishnah mention pas and shlokos separately? So there is a Tosfos in Avodah Zarah and Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis. Tosfos is this kash. the hashlokas. Omer Rabbeinu Tam, the midaboy Talmud b'shlokas because of him the raisi shema gzera kadmonisi v'lo nigzera imapas. The Gemara of Lamzan of Beis has a shaila. How do you know b'shlokas is awesome? It's trying to bring psukim. It brings psukim from the Torah. It's, okay, it's not a daraisa, but Rabbeinu Tam says the fact that it's trying to bring psukim, it shows it's a very early gzera. Very early gzera. It wasn't nigzer together with pas. V'lo nigzer ima pas. V'shlokos hi inyoni tamshil, k'demashu b'ach shmaita, mutchila gozer ulemi tam chasnas, v'yala pas lo gozer, v'shem b'lo shayach b'chasnas kol kach. The real chasnas is not in the bread. The real chasnas is in the meal. Right? The bread, okay, but the meal is really going to create the kir v'das. So the ikka gzera was in shlokos. That was the gzera kadmonis. Now chabo shama v'hilo v'gozer v'yuchas dvarim gam ala pas. Then Shammai Hill came, and it goes around Pas 2. So Pas is a later Gzeira, says the Rabbeinu Tam. It was a later Gzeira. Chazal also goes around Pas. They felt that maybe she goes around Pas 2 because there's Kirav Adas there as well. Initially, they didn't think there was such a Kirav Adas. Later, they felt that maybe there's Kirav Adas and Pas also. So that's why they waited until later. It's a little bit shver because Pas is mentioned before Shlokas. So he talks about that. But that's a different answer. It's a different answer. That really, Pas and Shlokas are similar, right? We don't have a chumrah in Pasakam over Bishalakam. They were similar, and that's why the coolest of involvement of the Jew, the involvement of the Jew that the Gemara Lamaches and Beis, they can apply to Pas as well, according to the Rambam. It's just they were two different gzeres. They were two different gzeres. They were made at different times. They were made at different times, but fundamentally they could be similar. And because they could be similar, so therefore, the coolest of the Gemara Daf Lamaches and Beis, that if you have the involvement of the Jew, then maybe it's not going to be Pasakum, maybe those coolest can apply. That's not going to be Bishalakum, maybe that those can also apply to Pas. Okay, so this is the major machlokas, the Rambam and the Ran. Lemaisa, the Shulchan Aruch is Mekel, right? That even by a Palter Akum, there's room for Kula as long as the Jew is involved in the process. Mitzvah tomorrow, we're going to have to talk about the opposite case. What happens if you have a Palta Yisrael, but the Goyim are involved in the creation of the Bas, the baking of the bread? Right? Is that Stam Lakula? As long as the Jew is involved in the process, that's okay? Or maybe there are certain nuances, there are certain issues that we have to address in that situation as well in order to be Maker.